Well, you only have to mention photography in Cambridge and the name Campkins is going to come up somewhere. And Owen Howell, who's the owner of Campkins Cameras, is on the line because Cambridge Photography Week is kind of your thing, isn't it, Owen?
It certainly is, Neil, and thank you for letting us come on to the show today. We have, well, if you know photography in Cambridge, then Campkins comes up generally because we've been around for longer than most people's lifetime. So we've been happy to do a photography show the last couple of years, but obviously an event where we had over 500 people, we couldn't perform this year, so no. We've gone online and created the Cambridge Photography Week this year.
All right. Now, I mean, I'm guessing that for some people, a lockdown is a good thing. If photography, it gives you some time, doesn't it, to practice, and it's stuff you can. There's no excuse for not being able to do it indoors, is there?
Definitely not. No. In particular, macro photography has been a big push as photographers wants and needs. In fact, a lot of the brand companies have actually run out of macro equipment, certainly during the first lockdown. So, yes, it's something, even if you're on your countryside walks that you're allowed to do in a lockdown period, it's great to take your camera out with you as well. And nature has been really active while people have been disappearing a little bit.
Indeed. All right, so you've got this week together. What's going to be happening and how does the week pan out?
So we've got, it starts on Monday the 16th of November, and basically we are providing a whole range of content from local photographers, camera clubs, and of course the brands themselves who are providing their experts to show you little photo techniques, how they would play around with it. It is going to be pre-recorded and some live events as well. So it should be really informative. And as we say, the event is now happening during our second period of lockdown. So it should be really good for everyone to get on board and try and practice some of the techniques that they might be able to learn that week.
And are there any? Is there a little trick up your sleeve? Is there something that you think people don't realise just how easy it is to do this? Is there a sort of some hidden secrets in amongst all this?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Everyone now has a camera, whether it be attached to their phone at the end of the day. Mm. And even using the phone, we know that people are taking more pictures than ever. If you did want to take photography to a next level, though, there are little ways that you can improve. You can even improve your phone if necessary. But generally, to improve pictures, you need bigger sensors, you need better quality lenses. And this is how the top photographers, obviously, that we come across generally when we possibly have weddings or parties. And this is how they really get their high quality images that you love and treasure for many years.
Right. So the program itself, how do people access it? Is it ticketed or is it chargeable?
Yep. No, it's free to sign up.
That sounds good.
So, and even if you haven't, I mean, it'd be great if you're signed up and you know exactly what's happening prior to the week starting. But if you haven't done, you're always welcome to come along during the week as well. The event will be has its own website, which is Cambridge Photography Week. But obviously, we have our own personal Campkins website. We have our Facebook page. And the majority of the videos will be shown on the Facebook page.
Right. So it's kind of important that people have got access to an account like that, is it?
I believe even if you don't have a Facebook account, you can still access the videos.
Fine, lovely. All right, and hopefully next year back to normal? Is there a chance for a show?
Well, if this goes well, the plan at the moment, if things are more normal, is that we have the virtual event during the week, which then gives people the chance to come in for a physical event at the weekend.
Ah, and of course this does give you access around the world, doesn't it? So it's a much
does,
better
yeah.
audience.
Yeah, oh, it could be a huge audience.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, we got over 500 people into the physical event at the Guildhall in Cambridge last year. But anyone can access this, whether they be in next door in, let's say, in Newnham to us, or whether they be in Australia on the other side of the world.
Sure, sure. Oh, well, fingers crossed then. So next year the plan would be to still integrate something like this, all going well.
I think if this works well and people enjoy it and the feedback comes back well, Neil, that we will try and integrate it with our physical event.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm going to pick up on another point as well, and that is here we are just ahead of Christmas. We're just going into lockdown, and it's very keen that people support their local businesses. So in terms of camera equipment and stuff like that for Christmas presents, things, how easy is it going to be for people to access you, given that I'm guessing you don't count as essential?
Unfortunately not. Some people have found ways of making it pretending I think almost that they are essential, but yes, we've decided that we don't come under that category. However, just because the door is closed, it doesn't mean we will stop working.
Right,
we will be available to contact, whether that be phone, messenger, emails, however you want to do it. And if you need equipment, or we need to reunite you with equipment that is here at the shop, we will find a way to get you your cameras, your films, your repairs. So it being a lockdown Mark II, we've obviously had the experience of Mark I. You know, we've helped people. I personally drove to many people's residences to drop off their equipment, or even pick up their equipment if they needed to. So we will find a way by talking to the consumer and finding a way to help them and look after, as you say, local businesses, and keeping things going as much as possible. And then hopefully by December the 2nd, doors will be back open, and we'll see everyone live again.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well, Owen, and thanks very much indeed for taking the time to put the Cambridge Photography Week on from the 16th to the 22nd. Good luck with that run up to Christmas, and thanks for talking to us today.
No, it's a pleasure. I look forward to seeing everyone.